In the news today, the city's planning agency approving zoning for the proposed Bally's Casino at Chicago Avenue and Halsted. The approval came despite a last-minute objection from a key alderperson. That's you, Walter Burnett. Good morning, Alderman. And you're the man who is at the center of the controversy today. And tell me exactly what your concern is about this.
First of all, Bob, good hearing from you. I hate that I don't see you and your wife on television anymore. I really enjoy seeing you guys.
Appreciate that.
Great on TV together.
Well, you're on TV all the time. There's no room for me.
Okay, I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyway, hey, I wasn't... People gave me commitments about, I'm concerned about Cabrini Green, right? Cabrini Green is in the shadow of this proposed casino. I'm trying to stop the crime from happening in that area, and jobs is the best way to stop crime. And I needed commitments for folks to be able to get jobs. Early on, during the whole process of me supporting this casino, I was given all of these commitments, but nothing solid. Right. So I just got to tell you, Bob, as we talk now, I've been on the phone all morning and people are trying to shore up those commitments for me now. Right. But it's a shame that I have to do all of this stuff to get those commitments to hire these people in the community, and folks don't understand it's better for them. They want to safe around the valleys. They want it safe around the valley, so you need to hire the people in the community so it can be safe for everybody. I mean, it's a win-win for everyone. And so I just want to make sure that those folks that live over there in the shadows of this proposed casino all have an opportunity to work not only inside the valleys, but also on the construction. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the unions have blocked a lot of African Americans out of the construction jobs for many years. And, they're starting to trickle in a few people, but I want to make sure that folks from Cabrini Green can get on construction jobs. A lot of these folks from Cabrini have worked on all of the stuff that has been built around Cabrini. And every time something's built around there, because of CHA, they're able to work on those sites, mm-hmm. right? And then when that construction is over, they're not able to work no more. So they're not just apprentices, they're journeymen too. And from what I understand, the union's got a thing where they trying to make everybody an apprentice. And I got journeymen that literally live in that neighborhood that should be able to work on that construction site. And I want to make sure that they're able to do that because they live right there in the shadows. And from what I understand, and I'm getting more and more information, 15% of the jobs on that construction site supposed to go to people that live in that zip code. That live in that area. And I just want to make sure that people keep their commitments. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything for myself. I'm doing it for the people that I represent. And the way I see it, if they're working, if it's safe in the neighborhood, everybody does well.
Well,
everyone.
Alderman, as you know, a Bally's executive promised to provide the workforce development plan by today when the project goes before the council zoning committee. And the company has said 46% of all contracts will go to minority or female-owned firms. 60% of hiring will go to minorities. What more do you want to hear today?
I want to hear about the people in Cabrini Green getting jobs. See, when you say minorities, this is a big old thing, Bob. Latinos are minorities who don't live in Cabrini Green. A whole bunch of people, minorities from the South Side. I want people from Cabrini Green to be able to get a job because they live right there.
Mm. All right. Well, listen, Alderman, good luck to you. I know you're all about doing what's right for your 27th ward there. We appreciate all of your service. And by the way, I have to ask you before we let you go here, your man, Secretary of State Jesse White, former committeeman of the 27th ward, he's been your mentor, and he's checking out now. You're going to miss him, aren't you?
I tell you, Bob, it's been such a blessing to work with him. You're a good man. Yeah. Well, you'll miss him.
I get it.
He's great.
I get how emotional you are, and I know he's a wonderful guy, too, and he's meant a lot to you. Listen, Alderman Burnett, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Hope to see you in person very soon. If not, please have a terrific holiday, okay?
You too, Bob. Zai Gazan. Zai Gazan.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. He represents the Yiddish ward, the 27th. Thank you, Alderman. Be well. Stay healthy, my pal.